Ronan Kisses Him, A Tumblr Ficlet, by Mombi, and read by Revolutionary Joe. Adam knows, okay? Adam knows that Ronan was just as capable of kissing him first as he was of doing anything else he did first. Of the hand lotion, and the rent, and the mixtape, and the litter of tiny, inconsequential but maddeningly useful dream objects he left in Adam's tiny apartment when Adam was giving him nothing at all in return. Well, not nothing. Adam climbed onto dollies and into shopping carts. Adam listened to Ronan, when his voice was mad with hope, when he talked about waking the cows and opening the whole world for his mother and Matthew. And Adam didn't take over to try to fix it like Gansey would have. And he didn't break in to be overly pragmatic like Blue would have. He just listened. He let Ronan sleep over when Ronan was worried about his nightmares touching Gansey. He helped Ronan with his homework, even though Ronan fought him every step of the way. But Adam likes that he could kiss Ronan first. Likes, for the first time, that even though this gesture was another obvious indication that Ronan knows him better than he'll ever know Ronan, that he feels like he has something concrete to give back. So he does it all the time now. Honestly, it's at least a week before Ronan even has the opportunity to kiss Adam first, because Adam is throwing himself into this. Adam is trying to make up for every time he felt he let Ronan down, because guilt is something long ago bred into him with his anger, and he feels a little guilty that it took him so long to respond to Ronan's obvious interest. So Adam kisses him. When he opens the door to his tiny apartment to find Ronan on the other side, Adam drags him in and does it. Whenever Ronan drops him off somewhere, he leans across the center console and does it. Whenever Ronan picks him up somewhere, he falls into the car and does it. Whenever he's at Monmouth and they're in a room alone, at the barns, in the woods, on Tuesday in their econ classroom at school, because they were the last two in there after the bell rang. Adam is very enthusiastic about being worth someone, about being wanted, about being loved. But you know, Monday mornings are still Monday mornings, and he had a late shift at the factory, and he and Ronan had an argument the afternoon before he left for work, so he hasn't seen Ronan since, and he's really not expecting Ronan to be on the other side of his door at 7 a.m. with coffee and donuts. But there Ronan is, because Ronan is in probability with a pulse and coffee. Thank Christ. So Adam, bleary-eyed and still trying to wake up, takes one of the cups and inhales deeply, and then he sets it aside to go and wash up and brush his teeth. And when he comes back out of the bathroom, Ronan is stretched out on his mattress with his arms crossed behind his head and his boots hanging off the end so they don't dirty the sheets, which strikes Adam as worryingly thoughtful. Which strikes Adam as dumb, because Ronan has been nothing but worryingly thoughtful with Adam for at least 6 months now. Adam works around Ronan. He gets dressed, and he drinks the coffee, and he checks over his homework. And then he stops next to the bed, drops his messenger bag on the floor near where Ronan's feet are hanging off the end, and reaches out to grab the donut bag off Ronan's stomach. Ronan comes to life suddenly. He reaches out and catches Adam's wrist and sits up as Adam pulls back, and tugs Adam's arm so that he trips forward with his knees pressed into the mattress, narrowly missing squashing the donuts altogether. And he's hovering over Ronan, in his bed, which is honestly a thought he hasn't been able to devote the proper amount of time to, so he's just been avoiding it. Ronan looks up at him and says, "Hey." It's a warning, Adam realizes. Well, not a warning. There's nothing bad coming. But an open parenthesis, a denotation that something different is coming. And Ronan kisses him. And it's so fundamentally different to Ronan kissing him back that he doesn't quite feel like he understands it. I mean, he understands it. He knows how their lips work together by now. He knows how much pressure to apply to make Ronan go from lazy to hungry. But somehow, in taking control of the kissing and trying to even the knowledge and power out between them, Adam has taken control of the meaning of it all. And this means something totally different than he's prepared to work out at 7:30 on a Monday morning. It's a light, quick offering, carefully laid before him. It's probably a little bit, "I'm sorry," for yesterday, and a little bit, "Good morning," for today, and mostly just, "Hi, you." And before Adam has a chance to do anything, to wind his arms around Ronan's neck, to really lean into him, to offer up his body and his warmth like he's been doing because he thinks that's what love must mean, Ronan pulls away and opens the donut bag and offers him one. And that's that. And Adam still does not understand. He looks from the donuts to where a single arch eyebrow is slowly creeping up Ronan's forehead in an incredibly haughty declaration that is usually reserved for when they're covered in scrapes, but Adam is laughing anyway, and he still doesn't understand. He lets out a string of swears that makes Ronan beam with pride and snags a donut and bites into it, and then, with his mouth full, says, "Is that all?" Ronan rolls his eyes and stands up. Adam's still chewing when Ronan dips down and places another small kiss to his cheek near his lips and says, "Yeah, Parrish, that's all. Some of us have class to get to." So Adam follows after him down to the car, where he doesn't immediately collapse into the seat and lean across the console to attack Ronan's face. He doesn't do the same when they get to school. He just floats through the day and holds on to what Ronan's given him. Just another in a long list of small, inexplicable, and totally wonderful things that were given without expectation and with the utmost care. Care that no one else thinks Ronan has. A piece of him for Adam alone. And he thinks that maybe love isn't as much about bodies as he thought it was. That Ronan, impossibly, as someone who is only ever happy or angry, has shown him some magic middle ground within which to work. And he does his schoolwork and eats his lunch, and watches Ronan out of the corner of his eyes, and waits for him to do it again.